Changing perspectives. Good day, this is Pastor Cindy Jacobs and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspective. Today I want to talk to you about the fact that we need one another. One of the key reasons or purposes for us, or rather let me say purpose for us as human beings, is to support each other. God has a very important plan put together for each and every person's progress. And if we think that we can do things on our own, we are mistaken. Everything in life needs support. When it becomes tricky is when we look at the wrong people or we partner with the wrong relationships. Now, just because something does not work out with certain individuals does not mean that we should use that experience and think that God does not want us to partner or we refuse to partner with people in future. Anything in life, you will work with people. Anything in life requires human effort. And if you are going to do it alone, you will not reach your destination as fast as you need to do. You know, it is important that we have the mindset in understanding that when you go alone in doing stuff, you may even go at a faster rate or pace. But when you work with people together, according to the African proverb, you actually go further. It is life for us to partner with each other. It is life for us to work with each other. It is life for us to hand over the baton. Life is not just about me. It's not just about what I see and what I do in my lifetime. I need to build so that I can release the baton to the next person that comes my way. So that I can release the baton so that they can make it better and they can take it further. But we live in a society that has made us not just self-conscious about working together, but also made us skeptics when it comes to working together. The reason why we don't have communities the way we used to have communities is because there is a huge lack of trust. People don't trust each other. People don't work with each other. People don't know how to support each other. And those are the fundamental things in the kingdom. God requires us to work together. God requires us to build. Therefore, the scripture speaks about we are all a part of the body. The leg cannot function without the other body parts. The head cannot function without the arm. We all have a function. But there is a thing that has crept into not just the world, but into the body of Christ, where it's an individualism spirit, where we feel that we must do things alone, where we have the notion and understanding and feeling that there's one hero, there's one man, forgetting that some will sow the seed, others will water it, and others will do much more. Everyone plays a part in the kingdom of God. And because we don't have that mentality the way we should have it, as the body of Christ, we lack unity. We lack the building mentality. We lack the ability to hand over the baton. The other day I was speaking to someone, and this person was actually telling me about how they feel and where they are at. And this person was in a place where they couldn't even celebrate their own family member. And I thought to myself, you know, it is so important that we understand the part we play in each other, in each other's lives. Do not take it lightly that you still need to be someone else's support. You still need to celebrate them. My son came to me, he's been making these jokes with me quite often, saying to me, "Oh, Mom, I have this. You don't have that. I'm going to do this." And I said to him, "You know what, my boy? It is my purpose in life for you to do better. And one day it will be your purpose in life for your children to do even greater than what you did." And I feel like we have lost that mentality. I feel like we have lost the ability to celebrate each other. We have lost the spirit of Ubuntu. We have lost the spirit that of togetherness, the spirit that celebrates, and the spirit that says that we can do so much more. And when you come and you meet people of that mindset, those people actually become a breath of fresh air. You know, in the kingdom of God, we always want to make things seem like it is so supernatural. But the book of Proverbs gives us daily guidance and gives us daily abilities in terms of what we need to do as the body of Christ. There's life lessons. And one of the life lessons is we need to celebrate other people. We need to hand over the baton. We are not going to live forever. Yes, we will live in eternity with the Father, but in this lifetime, it is only given. It is only given for a few years that God has put out for us. And we need to make sure that we reach purpose. So by the time that we need to hand over the baton, it becomes easier for someone else to run. We are running a relay. We are not running on our own. This is not a sprint. This is not a single race where one man gets all the glory or one woman gets all the glory. This is literally a relay where whatever I have become, whatever I need to become, whatever God has placed on my life, I need to take that gifting and I need to make sure that I live it out to the fullest so that when I hand over the baton, the next person that takes the baton, they don't have to slow down and they don't have to pick up unnecessary pace because they have lost, we have lost pace because I was stopping too much or I couldn't do this or I couldn't do that. Life is beautiful. Life is a gift. But above all, life is purpose. And that is one of the things that I try to teach my children all the time, that we need to get to a place where we understand that everything we do is about purpose, where we understand that living in unity with each other, celebrating each other, that is all part of purpose. The one thing that the enemy cannot handle is a community of people that support each other, a community of people that acknowledges each other, a community of people that supports every single thing in the next person's life. And that is the power of community. But can we truly say in today's life that we are living in community, or are we living in competition? It is time for us to win our communities back. It is time for us to stand on the principle of, or rather the principles of community. It is time for us to become kingdom again. And kingdom is not about me, myself, and I. Kingdom is about us. It's about we. It's about us becoming more. It's about covenant. It's about supporting. It's about pushing the next person to where they need to go. And so, ladies and gentlemen, as I leave you with those words, I want to say a prayer that God would open our hearts and open our minds and open our spirits so that we may become a greater version of ourselves, not just for ourselves, but for the next generation that we need to hand over. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now that you are bringing back the spirit of unity. You are bringing back community. You are bringing back covenant. You are bringing back the understanding of celebration and support and how we need each other to go further instead of always pushing to go faster. Today, I decree and declare everyone hearing the sound of my voice, it is indeed a new day and you are rising to the call. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much to each and every person listening to this podcast. May God bless you until we meet again. Bye-bye.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.